Hello and welcome back to the Bike Wale podcast. Those who listened to our previous episode will know that it was all about the Royal Enfield Continental GT Cup racing series. We had got Ari's motorsport manager on our show who gave us a detailed lowdown on what this racing event is all about. We also rode the Continental GT Cup race bike on the Curry Motor Speedway. It was an amazing experience. But if you want to read all about it in detail, you can go check it out on the Bike Wale website. Now, moving on to this episode. So, as you know, the last episode was all about racing and racetrack. And interestingly, even this episode is something similar. Actually, this is even more special. So, this is about our annual track outing. This is about the 2021 edition of the Bike Wale Track Day. And so basically, everyone in our team keeps waiting for this event exactly like how every Indian keeps waiting for Diwali. This is no less than a weekend-long festival for us. Now, I won't go on randomly blabbering about it. And instead, I have Pratik with me who will tell you all about it in a more organized, in a cleaner manner. Hi, Pratik. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Anuj. Thank you so much for having me. I think that's a good intro, what you talked about. We really look forward to having this every year.
Yeah.
This year was extremely special for us because we missed the last year. We can blame the COVID pandemic. So we were really looking forward to, really conduct the 2021 Bike Wale Track Day at MMRT. For many reasons. First is obviously we wanted to ride very hard in the racetrack, right? It's been almost more than 2 years since we went to a racetrack. And the second reason being we had the opportunity to bring very motorcycles that really impressed us, practical bikes, aspirational motorcycles, and at the end we also had some special motorcycles. So like you mentioned, it was a week-long festival for us. Really looking forward to it, and we had a fantastic time at the Bike Wale Track Day.
So if I can tell you my story, how badly I was looking forward to it. So 2019 was, I had almost just joined Bike Wale, so I couldn't go for it. But then I was waiting for it so eagerly for the 2020 edition, which my bad luck didn't happen. Then after that, I was waiting for this edition for the whole 1 year. And it was still, questionable if it was going to happen this year also or not. But thanks to the COVID situation getting a bit normal, and we got the opportunity to do it. And Pratik, can you give us a brief history of our Bike Wale Track Day? What all have we done in the previous track days?
So in 2019 edition, what we had is we had all street motorcycles.
Yeah.
The idea behind having street bikes on a racetrack is basically like street bikes are supposed to be practical. They're supposed to, you have to use it on an everyday basis, right? So that's why people in India buy a lot of street bikes. It has to be used on a daily basis. But track day, Bike Wale Track Day is all about, having lots of fun. That's the first obvious point. Second point is where we have to bring out certain aspects of the motorcycle. Basically, the idea is to know whether these bikes are capable on a racetrack as well. When I say capable, are they, can they handle really well? Can they handle the corners at MMRT or any other racetracks in the country? What about the performance? Can they really perform the way it's supposed to on the racetrack? Right? Because you are going to be riding extremely hard on the streets. Third is obviously now majority of the motorcycles come with a lot of tech, ABS, traction control system, right? So these are the good, Bike Wale Track Day is a good place to also test these technologies, because I think Bike Wale team, we are not really experts when it comes to riding on the racetrack. So these tech really come handy, while testing this bike on the racetrack. So 2019, we had street bikes. 2018 edition, we had motorcycles. Basically, we had fully fed motorcycles.
Okay.
Because India as a country, we love motorcycles with fairing.
Correct.
We obviously have motorcycles with semi-fairing, half-fairing, but when it comes to full fairing, we really adore such motorcycles. And these bikes give you this, it makes you feel that you're going fast. These bikes have really good road presence, so you want to stand out as well. So we got a couple of fully fed motorcycles in 2018 editions. Again, these are street bikes, obviously, but with full fairing. So The idea behind these the bike wheel track is basically, you know, these are practical motorcycles, everyday motorcycles, but how do they perform in a racetrack environment? So that is what we tried to do with the 2021 edition as well. We had some special motorcycles, and I'm sure you're going to introduce them right now.
Yeah, so the motorcycle lineup this year was very special. We had a good mix of naked bike and fully fed motorcycles. And now the Pratik talked about performance, engine performance. We'll start with displacement. And the smallest bike in our lineup was the Hero Xtreme 160R, which is a small 160cc bike, but it has really impressed us in the real world, in the city, on short weekend rides, and almost everywhere. The ride quality also, it handles bad roads also really well. So we thought, why not just take this, since we are already so impressed with this bike out on the streets, why not take it to the racetrack and see what it does there? And well, we were impressed, but that's a topic for the next episode. Then the next bike was the BMW G310R, again another naked bike, and we had comprehensively tested it, and most of the aspects of this bike had impressed us, and we thought that this bike has the capabilities to, you know, it is worth taking on the racetrack once. And the next bike was very special. It was something that you can't really go to a showroom and buy it. It was a TVS Apache RR310 race bike, which TVS uses in the One Make Championship Racing Series. And a lot of changes have been done in this bike. This is no longer your stock RR310. There is a different fairing. The wheels are lighter. The ECU has been tuned to be on the racier side. There are larger throttle bodies. And multiple other changes have been done. And it is so track focused and intimidating also in a way. And the next bike was the Triumph Trident 660, which actually everyone in our team loved it when we rode it on public roads. We strongly believe that this is one of the best middleweight motorcycles someone can buy, especially if someone is getting into riding big bikes. And the last one was the most special one. It is the most iconic bike and needs no introduction, the Suzuki Hayabusa, which has been known for touching the 300 kmph mark, the very first production motorcycle. We have seen this bike in Dhoom, from where the popularity really picked up in India, and people are now crazy about the bike. So the 2021 model, when it came to India, the first lot, it sold out within 24 hours as soon as it came, and the same thing happened with the second slot as well. So that's the kind of worship this bike enjoys in India. And I think Pratik can talk a bit about the Busa right now, because he had a very good road trip experience. So most of us, either we flew down to Chennai MMRT where the track day happened, or some of us drove down in a car, but Pratik was the only lucky guy who rode down on the Hayabusa. What do you have to say about it, Pratik?
So Anuj, I think it's almost 10 years in the industry, right? And I never ever thought I will be lucky to ride a Suzuki Hayabusa for almost 3,000 kilometers from Bombay to Chennai and back. What a fantastic road trip, man! I mean, just before I left, Vikram was like, Pratik, make sure you leave the tire for the track. Do not make full use of it while you're riding to Chennai.
Right.
So that's why, you know, I decided to be on the C. I was on the C mode all the time. I didn't use A and B mode a lot. I did use it, but not, you know, I kept that for the racetrack.
So C mode is the most conservative one.
Correct.
For our listeners.
Yeah. The throttle response, the overall power output, you know, the
traction.
The tank, it's at the highest level.
Hmm.
But even at C mode, the bike can do, 200 kilometer per hour within few seconds.
Correct.
And I've done a lot of road trips. I've done road trips on 100cc motorcycle, 150cc, 300, 600, even 1200cc adventure tourers. But there is something special about touring on a Suzuki Hayabusa. I mean, it's just, I'm actually getting goosebumps when I'm talking about it. Fantastic motorcycle. I mean, I have to give it to Suzuki. I mean, they took a while to bring out the next generation of the Busa, and everyone was like, no, the next version Busa will come with supercharger, turbocharged, right? And I'm like, after that, there's no need for it, because this engine, it can touch 300 km mark in just no time.
Few seconds, yeah.
It's the overall comfort level, the overall the road presence. I mean, obviously there are a lot of motorcycles in the country, be it Ducati, be it Triumph, or be it the Honda, right? But when you have the Bosa on the road, I mean, you may entire road trip, people just waiting for me to just, you know, I don't know, they're just waiting for me to do something with the motorcycle. Because they thought that this bike can do something more than, you know, bring out a lot of attention. And I was like, okay. I made, it was fantastic because people, for the first time, people didn't want to touch the bike. Because what happens in India is they want to touch, they want to sit on it, photo they get. But this bike, they are like, they're okay standing away from the motorcycle and appreciating the design, the overall mass of the motorcycle. I honestly never thought I will ever tour on a super sport motorcycle. And I'm actually one of the luckiest guys in the world to have it.
So, a lot of people, you know, in our industry or other motorcycling enthusiasts who have never ridden any of the versions of the Bosa, they question its popularity. Why it is so popular across the globe? But it's only when you sit on the bike and you go out for a spin on the bike is that you realize that what machine, what a beautiful thing it has been made,
true,
right?
Man. I mean, it's... I'll tell you one incident what happened with me a couple of years ago. I'd gone for the international media ride of the Triumph Tiger 800 in Morocco. Okay, so this is a journalist from Sweden who was in my group, and we were coming back to the hotel from the ride place, and we started talking about the Bosa. So I asked him how many units a year Bosa sells in Sweden. So he's like, we sell about 4, maybe 5 or maybe max will be 8 to 9 units a year.
A year, okay.
And he asked me, what about India? How many Bosa is sold in India? I'm like, it's maybe around 25, 26. He's like, a year? No, a month. So he was shocked, like so many units a month. I mean, it's incredible. And when I told him these bikes are assembled as well.
Correct.
He's like, it's incredible the kind of demand this brand has. I don't think so. In terms of premium bike and the big bikes, the kind of brand recall, the kind of brand fanatics, I don't think there's any other motorcycle that demands
that's
so
true.
Much attention.
So about, I think in each batch, about 100 or 150 units of the Bosas had come to India. And each one of them had gotten sold in like 24 hours.
Yeah.
So they had to bring in the second slot, and even the second slot got sold out.
Yeah.
So although... you know, the keyboard warriors were really ranting about the lowered performance, but still it didn't hamper even a bit the popularity and the fan base of the Bosa in India. So this was like a very short review of the Bosa in itself, because that bike is such that we just can't stop talking about it. But if you really want to see the comprehensive review of the Hayabusa, you can go and check it out on the Bikewale YouTube channel. Because we have done the grandest test of the Bosa ever. We had ridden it in the city and Pratik rode it on the highway, 3000 kilometers. Then Vikrant rode it on the track. So everything has been compiled in one single review video, and you can go check it out. You should do it right now. So this was it about this week. This was just an intro of the 2021 Bikewale Track Day. In the next week, we'll come back with the second part of this episode, in which we'll talk more in detail about how all these bikes perform on the track. Did they really live up to our expectations? So you guys will find it out in the next week. And thank you, Pratik. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to us. Do write into us at podcast@bikewale.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And do not forget to check out Bikewale's YouTube channel. Subscribe, share the videos, click on the bell icon. And you know the stuff. So this is Anuj signing off for this week.